Heike, do you want to record as well?
No, I'm actually fine. If you record locally, that's fine.
I'm doing that.
I
mean, that.
Could I record on the cloud? No, I don't want to bother you with the cloud recording. It's not necessary. But
it's not going on my cloud. My cloud is full.
If I could have the recording afterwards, it would be great.
Sure.
It says host disabled, participant screen sharing.
I can record on this computer too. So, good point. I'll do that.
You may have to ask. No, you're a co-host. You should be able to do it.
Exactly.
While you're doing that,
it shows me. It shows me there.
Do you know what day it is?
I cannot.
It's the 22nd of May, 2020, and this is Learning Together episode 465. Wow! And it's the 20th Talon webinar. We're just going crazy here. There you go. and today, Heike Philp is going to take us to OpenSim, which we kind of have going. It's a workshop, so the people here are supposed to be in OpenSim. And Nahir has joined us. And welcome, Nahir.
Well, thank you very much.
She said she's in Washington, you said? Washington, D.C., is that correct?
In Maryland, yes.
Maryland. Ah, yeah, Maryland, okay, nearby. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you could promote Nahir to co-host,
I can do that.
Because I can't do that.
You can't.
Co-host. No.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't know that. I learned so much from Heike just being in Zoom with her.
So now you can share your screen, okay. Nahir?
Yes.
I think she could share her screen already, couldn't she?
Okay, now I can. Can you see it?
Yeah. So you don't have the option of choosing OpenSim, but what you could do, if that's okay, no, don't worry about this one. At the top left-hand side, you see what's known as Viewer.
Yes.
And their preferences. Let's maybe we can enable OpenSim there. I don't know. It would show in this list, actually, at the bottom, like the whole list at the bottom of the Firestorm, you would see the OpenSim. No. Additional button which you could activate, but in this version of Firestorm it seems to be just the Second Life version.
Doesn't she have to log in?
She will not. I mean, she will join Second Life with this viewer, but not OpenSim.
Well, doesn't she have a Kitely option?
No,
what you do is you go back to the Firestorm viewer, download and install the OpenSim version, and then launch that one, and then we can go and use that one. I run both parallel on my computer, no problem. Not at the same time, but I can install two versions of Firestorm on my computer. And if I want to, if you could just open any browser window and type in the URL Firestorm Viewer, and then you should get to the Firestorm Viewer homepage. I can also give you the link if you like. Yeah. So Firestorm Viewer. Exactly. And it should find it. There it is. Firestormviewer.org. The Phoenix Firestorm Viewer. That's it. Click on Downloads in the horizontal navigation. And then click on Download Firestorm Viewer for OpenSim. That's the one exactly. OpenSim only. And it used to be both. Sadly, I mean, I like the fact that we could have one software for both versions, but this has changed, apparently not because Firestorm was being funny. Go back rather. Windows, you're right there. Windows, and then just download. Do you have a 64-bit or a 32-bit? Would you happen to know this?
I don't know.
We can look in the system settings of Windows, if you like. Just to confirm, it's likely a 64, but some older machines have 32. But you would have to just go into the settings of Windows. Mm. And unfortunately, we don't see this right now. Because,
control panel. Control panel, right?
You would have to share the whole screen of your computer as well for us to see it. But just go to the settings and then to system. And under the system, the main page on the system, it should say 64-bit. Or 32.
On this screen?
Well, I don't see it right now.
So because, Windows settings.
You would have to start screen sharing again, and this choose screen rather than a browser. And then we see, then we can watch on and tell you where to find this information. Exactly. Cool. And under system, which is in the last column at the very bottom.
Okay.
That's it. And here on the main screen, it says 64-bit operating system.
Yay. Okay.
The system type, do you see it?
Yes, 64.
You saw it. Okay. That's where to find it.
It's in the recording in case you missed it.
Let me share again.
Okay. Okay. So now share we can download
64.
Excellent. Cool. And I even on my computer I renamed it, or I put it in a position where I know which is which, you know, so that I don't, because they look alike, the same icons. Okay. They're also labeled the same. Mm-hmm. So I even renamed mine to say OpenSIM only and SL only. Mm. And as I said, this one actually does both, even funny enough, looks.
To do that, she would have clicked the up arrow and opened in the folder and then renamed it there probably.
Yeah, well, she's running the exit now, which is fine. And the other one, perhaps you close the other Firestorm that you had open.
Yes,
yeah. I did it. And Nahia, tell us a little bit about yourself. Have you been a webhead for donkey's years?
For ages, 2006, I think.
Wow.
And yes, but I'm very quiet. And I am from Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And in Venezuela, I was a professor. I was in teacher training, and English language teacher trainer. I was teaching people to teach English as a foreign language.
Weren't you part in Second Life of our, I think the very first Evo session, no?
I was first with, that's why I joined Second Life in 2008 to take one of the sessions, Evo sessions with...
That was Village, Ryan. Wasn't it? Village, yes. I remember that beautiful, colorful village that you built.
That was the following year, but I joined, it was with Ram, and Dennis, and the following year I co-hosted. I think it was, you were there too.
Exactly, and you built this beautiful, colorful village.
Yes, American.
Oh, that was such a marvel. It was so gorgeous, like tiny little houses, you know.
It was a village.
It was gorgeous. Do you still have some pictures of that one?
I maybe have. They might be online.
Because I looked at the Evo sessions just the other day, because we are building a wiki where we put all of the information, everything to do what we've done in the last 13 years. all of the publication, all of the machinima, who's done what now, the latest Evo session. And I went through all of the Evo sessions, PB Works websites to trace back when was our very first Evo session, to add this to our list, And I saw the very first one and I saw the pictures and I thought it was so beautiful.
I don't have the options here.
Oh, I give it to you. Yeah, it'd be nice. So how are you getting on with the installation? Sorry?
I already opened the...
Okay. We can't see this, I'm afraid. Again, you're screen sharing just one application. And every time you open a new one, we can't see it. So you have to either share your screen, your complete desktop, or switch application. Very good. So I'm seeing this now.
But it doesn't show me the... Maybe
It seems to be the same one for some reason, no? Yeah. Let's look at preferences. Oh, there's OpenSIM. Hey, you've done it. Look. Okay, now click on Open Sim. And this time, take Kitely. It should be in the list. It's under K with
Kitely. Yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. Fantastic. And just click on OK.
Yay.
And now, no, actually, there should be a new drop down appear. Maybe now that you've chosen Kitely, could you perhaps close this version one more time and reopen it? And then we should see this drop down that I had in the screenshots. Yeah.
I think I didn't.
Did you get that one?
No, I got to where Nahir was. And then I entered Kitely and I went into the welcome area. And then I realized I was in the wrong place. And then I tried to get to the place with the URL that you put in your slideshow. And that's where I discovered that the URL wasn't working. And
she still doesn't have the...
No, I don't have the option.
Weird, isn't it? Can we look again whether you need to enable that one or what?
Couldn't you just put the address, the hop? The hop.
Great website.
Well, put the address where is the question.
If when she enters, when she enters wherever she is.
In A.
Because really, literally, the website at the top would have to change to Kitely if it did recognize it, you know? So maybe she has to switch on in this Firestorm viewer something that says go to Open Sim. Can you click on miscellaneous? Maybe I'll check mine and see.
Well, she clicks on Kitely there, then she would have some destination, wouldn't she?
That's what I thought. Or maybe add a new grid. Maybe no, but
she hasn't entered the Kitely grid, has she?
Can you perhaps click on the miscellaneous tab of this Open Sim and see whether you need to?
This one, enable region light share setting, debug search.
Oh, no,
and she put the hop URL in there.
Well, this is what I tried. I tried this HMKW address, which I got from Kitely. It didn't seem to add a new grid for some reason because Kitely is already there. But maybe if you say, okay, one more time and then log in and see whether it has to, no, it hasn't changed the top. No, it wants to, and instead of last location, can you maybe in this drop down, type region name, can you type Kitely? No.
No, because
I didn't see where she's joined.
No.
With, when if she goes back to preferences.
Doesn't. I have Phoenix and Viewer 6, hybrid, latency, text.
I don't know if my idea will work, but I would suggest going back to where she was before. Preferences, go to OpenSim, and okay, and you found Kitely, find Kitely.
Yeah.
Okay, and double click there, or go for it.
Double removing click.
It. How can you get there? Yeah, go there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that. Okay. Then put in your password. Okay. Okay.
No, it doesn't show.
There should be an additional drop down, really. And can you, under Zenny Bellflower, can you select another thing when you need that drop down here?
No,
that's just the.
Well, if she clicks password and then logs in, what would happen?
Well, let's see.
Just log in. When I found when I was doing things crazy. Okay, there you go. Okay, getting somewhere, and then from wherever she's getting, we can direct her to where to that hop. The hop URL is in the slideshow. If you want to put the hop URL in the chat, then she might be able to put it here. So where it says Horizons Info Hub, if you can give her the hop URL, she could put that where it says Horizons Info Hub, and then that would take her to where you are.
The question is she in SL or is what she is, in SIM now? No,
it says Horizons Info Hub. but it seems to be Second Life.
It seems to be Second Life. No, you've got a...
But they all look like Second Life. How does she know she's in Second Life?
Because of the... you know, the right hand side, she wears a hat.
Ah.
It's typically a Second Life hat.
Hmm.
Yes. I think she's in Second Life.
Okay.
Can you see some of your old landmarks of Second Life and look in your inventory whether it looks like SL or not?
Yes.
It is SL, right? No, I'm just trying, I've closed mine to see where you switch on that it actually gives you the choice.
And also, you told her to type in Kitely in one place, but so she may have overridden something.
In the region.
Yeah. So maybe if I think I got there just by clicking around. I think when I got to where she was, I just opened Kitely, mm-hmm. and then I ended up in the Kitely information hub. And then from there, I was able to hop over to where you were.
The thing is, can I just enable my screen sharing, perhaps just briefly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the one thing I'm missing with whatever we're doing here is this dropdown. This dropdown, which is the Kitely grid, or the Second Life dropdown.
Uh-huh. Where was that? Oh, that dropped down the gray
grid
one.
Grid information. So I have a feeling that we would need to enable this grid menu outside through some settings, general settings of in the viewer. Do you know what I mean? Because that is the one that's missing here. This is the list I want. And if you get the list, you can say Second Life or you can say Kitely grid. But and then if she selects Kitely grid, this page at the top would need to change to Kitely. So I'm just trying to see whether there's anything here that actually makes that grid appear under maybe under Firestorm. Enable LS climb bridge. No, that's not the one. Wind light now, uploads now. System default, start my location under my location, show on login. This is this one that shows on login. But there should be, network and files, connections, no. Advanced. Allow multiple viewers, allow login to other grids. Here it is, under advanced, allow login to other grids. Not all grids will support Firestorm. That's the one, under advanced settings. I'll stop the screen share again.
Okay. Got it.
You got it?
Yes.
All right. Aren't you glad you didn't have a room full of 30 people all wanting to get themselves into.
No, to be honest, this is a workshop. I would be even relaxed with 30 people watching this.
How about with one of...
I couldn't care less, to be honest.
With one of Dilip's workshops where you have 200 people. How relaxed would you be?
Is in last location, in the last... Let me...
Can you show your screen again this time? And then we can help you there. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for the... now here is, now you got it.
Yay.
Cool. Yeah, now you can log in.
Okay, so.
Last location, yes. Fine, or home. It doesn't matter because you haven't set home probably as of yet. No.
Okay.
So. I assume that this is your OpenSim name, correct?
Login in.
Welcome to Kitely. Hey.
Okay.
Success.
Aha, Doris is there. Look,
pioneer. Well, look at that. How did you get here?
Okay, I'll come back. Hang on a minute. Let me get myself back there.
A beautiful avatar. Look at that as well.
Yes.
I can't believe this.
I think I was in one of the, I don't remember what it is now, but once there was a visit to this place and I attended it. I think it was last year.
Well, that's the question. Is it MySim? Oh yeah, it is. The Universal Campus, the HMKW.
Fantastic. Maybe it was one of your...
How did it know this? Oh, look, a year and 8 months is your avatar.
Yes.
And who's the other female person? Is that you, Vance, now?
That's Doris.
No.
That's Doris. She's here.
Yes.
I'm trying to find
you. She must be away.
Where I'm flying around overhead. Oh, you could teleport me there if you want.
Oh, Doris looks a little bit funny from the front. I mean, I don't see her properly. She seems to be lacking a face.
Maybe she has some mesh.
Yeah, she's missing some body parts, it seems like.
Her face.
Oh, boy. We will ask her to come into Zoom so that we can use voice or IP. So, Vance, if I can just grab the invite and see, copy invite link.
What are you doing?
I give this to Doris in sec. Yeah.
I'm trying to find where you guys are. Do you want to just teleport me there? It'd be a lot easier.
Sure.
Okay.
What is it? The Zoom.
I was out flying around.
Yes, he gets stuck in trees.
Yeah. No, I was flying around. I just didn't. Let's see. Where am I now? I seem to be. No, I'm still in limbo here. I just don't know where I am.
Right. So we have to give Doris a couple of skins or clothes or whatever. She seems to be lacking a skin.
Ah, I see where you are. Okay.
Let's see whether I can give her a skin.
She doesn't have it's the face. She doesn't have a face. Or she doesn't have the avatar.
She doesn't seem to have a skin for some reason.
A shape. Yeah.
Let me go and get one from Marketplace. Give it to her.
There we go. I found you.
Oh. I sent you an avatar. I sent you a teleport as well.
I sent you one as well.
You sent me one. Ah, okay. Yeah, I just missed it. I missed it. Okay.
Well, and doesn't Vance look great with his avatar?
Don't yeah. I? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see. Join me. Here we go. Teleport. Okay. I just accepted it. There I am. Okay.
I think Doris crashed.
And I'm going to send Doris skin through several skins, actually.
I'm surprised at how closely this avatar crashed. Resembles me.
Yeah. So when she comes back, I can send her a skin or two as a present, as a welcome present. See? Okay, so what we would like to do when Doris comes back, we want to start building. And I was just wondering, Nahia, can you build here? Can you try?
Yes.
Yes, you can. See, wonderful. Because this morning it took us a bit to change the land settings and everything to enable people to build. Can I add you to the group? Is that okay?
Okay.
And not that you have special.
What privileges. Is the name of a group?
Something participants. Virtual world participants.
It's the virtual campus.
Virtual. That's right.
That's right. Virtual. Yeah. Virtual campus. So, and also add you as a friend. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
So I can see when you're online. Are you in OpenSim often or?
No. It's no, funny. Yes, I didn't know how to get in.
And why we've decided to on OpenSim? Are you a little bit aware of what we did during the last Evo session, perhaps?
Yes, but I didn't join that. I was reading that this is the campus of a German university.
Mm-hmm.
And you're teaching here.
And the thing is that we did, during the last Evo session, we did a comparison of virtual worlds and virtual, like, 3D environments and also apps that are like 3D, for example, CoSpaces. We did a comparison of a total of 18 different 3D and virtual worlds, mostly multiplayer environments, yeah? And compared them to each other, whether any of them would be conducive for language teaching and learning. And in this comparison, we looked at, obviously, the costs. We looked at how easy is it to get in. And then we did that over a period of 5 weeks. We invited people who knew this particular environment, like World of Warcraft or Immerse Online or Verbila or VR chat or whatever we looked at. We all in synchronous sessions, we looked at all of these different virtual worlds and tried to get in and tried to look at it, and then voted in the end which one of them would be the best to use to warrant the investment of time and effort to become familiar enough with this world so to invite students for language learning. Yeah. And it was found out that out of the 18 solution we looked at, I mean, five of them we didn't really see because Fortnite, we couldn't find anybody, or, Sansa was bust, you know, a few days later it was sold. High Fidelity closed a few weeks before that and things like that. So, but 13 we looked at intensely, and then we evaluated afterwards which ones did we like, which ones are our top five. And amongst top five were OpenSim, Second Life, Active Worlds, which is an American solution, but a very nice one for language learning, very easy to use and beautiful world. CoSpaces was part of it, Minecraft was part of it, and I can't remember the fourth one actually. It comes to me. And so we set our top five are these, yeah? And Active World was actually number two. And one of the reasons we voted for OpenSim to be number one is because we said, well, if you invest time and effort in a virtual world and then the virtual world goes bust, which we have experienced even with Google Lively, we've experienced with Google Plus communities, we experienced with so many solid platforms, and then you've invested all of that time in for nothing. And OpenSim is open source and it doesn't belong to any company. It's like Moodle. It's hosted by different companies and Kaidly is one of them. But if Kaidly was to go bust, I could take the sim, pack it up and import it into another provider's OpenSim region and it would be looking and feeling just the same.
Okay.
And this is why OpenSim is a fairly safe thing to do. Yeah.
And I was wondering if isn't there any world that uses the browser instead of downloading a complete set of viewer and all that. Because sometimes
there's only one world out there that is worth looking into. It. It's Mozilla Hub.
Mozilla, like the browser.
And Mozilla has just come out with their version 10, which is said to be largely improved 3D graphics. It's even called an XR version of Mozilla. And XR means that you can even use it for VR experiences. Amazing. They've done great things. I've also heard that Edge, Internet Explorer Edge, has improved on what's called WebGL experience. WebGL means the 3D rendering of objects, yeah, which so far has been very, very slow in development. Sciencebase also uses that. Sciencebase is a Unity-based system that can run in the browser. However, the performance is so low. They keep saying, well, WebGL in a browser is still not strong enough to support it. You know, the HTML WebGL kind of thing, yeah? Flash was different, but nobody wants to use Flash anymore. So Mozilla Hub is a good one. It's also a very good community-based, and we felt it was rather sad in the end that we didn't look further into Mozilla Hub, because it is quite popular. It's, the graphics are horrible, according to me, but to be honest, they're horrible with Minecraft too, and Minecraft is still a wonderful world. So you overlook the graphics after a while if it's engaging, yeah.
True.
Because, you know, now I am teaching English to adults here in the United States. It's immigrants, to immigrants. And now with this quarantine, we're teaching online, and we're using Zoom. And I've been using sites, videos, and all that. But I'd like to take them to Second Life. I'm planning to plan a lesson on that, to see where I can do that. And but having them go, like join with me in the world, it's not possible, because they have most of them connect to me with the phone, and sometimes what I can do is only, okay, on page such and such in the book, do this, because they are using the phone as a way to listen to me, even see me, because they connect, the Wi-Fi or the connection they use is not strong enough, or they are using their own data.
Correct. So, well, in this case, you might be wanting to look at CoSpaces. CoSpaces is an app that runs on the iPad or the mobile phone. It allows for 3D building of experiences. And during the building process, it is a multiplayer game. So people can work together to build, say, a park or something. Animal park and what have you, and afterwards, when they're finished with building, then CoSpaces is designed to create a game out of what you just built, and then it becomes a single player game. So it's not a multiplayer game experience, but it's a multiplayer construction experience, which turns into single player games, which is equally really interesting. And it's free for teachers, up to 29 students.
Okay.
And the 3D library initially with a free version seems very limited, but you can browse using a built-in browser to even SketchUp and other 3D Unity asset stores or 3D libraries on the world, you know, whatever 3D objects you can find. And you can import these 3D objects into CoSpaces at ease. And this way it becomes a very, very interesting, even the free version becomes a very interesting solution. The only thing that's not part of the free version is the AR experience of CoSpaces and the cube. You know, the magic cube thing. Have you come across magic cube, which is AR? The scripting works in the free version. Coding, you can code in the free version. Okay. But the AR version and the magic cube version is not in the free version.
What is it? Can you spell for me, please, the name?
CoSpaces, yeah. I give you the link, CoSpaces.
Okay.
And the web address is cospaces.org, I think.
Okay.
Let's see. cospaces.io. And it's CoSpaces Edu, and it's lovely. It's absolutely wonderful. It works VR. It works AR. It works. There's coding. There's collaboration during building. It's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. So that's a nice one. And well, OpenSim is the one that I will be using again with student cohorts of a large university in Berlin. And it's the thing is that I've been instructing these the university. I've been instructing 190 lecturers on how to use 55 Zoom rooms. And we've done also workshops, the didactical or pedagogical concepts of online teaching workshops with fantastic lecturers. They've got really top class lecturers. They've got really, really brilliant people. And so we, with 30 of them, I conducted a 4-week workshop on big weekly to develop the pedagogy of online teaching. Mm-hmm. And generally the response is very, very good. They say the students are motivated, they're concentrated, they're punctual, they love it, they love online teaching. But we feel that this might change because of the Zoom fatigue.
Yes.
And so the main person in charge of that university, he's been motivating me to set up this space. And he did that last year already. I mean, we did it for another class, a master class. I set up this space and I created almost a digital copy of the building in Berlin on this island. Mm. And we can go there if you like together. By the way, can you do me a favor?
Yes, sure.
If you click on avatar,
myself,
main menu in Firestorm.
Oh, sorry.
Avatar in Firestorm. And
then preferences. Mm-hmm. And then under graphics and set up the draw distance. No, you don't need to. Yeah, but the draw distance, put it to 600-700. Yeah, that's the one. Cool. Okay. Uh-huh. And click on OK. And now can browse again the island if you want to.
What is the folder I've been given?
And if you turn your view towards the island itself, the other side, there's Astronomy Center, and towards the back of the Astronomy Center you'll find the building that I created in 3D. Yeah, you're great with cam browsing. No limitation. Yeah, that's it. And next to it, to the right. Yeah, behind it. Well done. There it is. And this is a building in Berlin that I went and I actually took all of the photos of that building. I walked around it and took 170 pictures and then recreated this thing in 3D.
Wow. Did you do it inside?
No, you have to still turn around. It's behind you. There it is. You. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
This one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And did you build it inside Kitely or
exactly, you, yes, I did. Yeah, okay. And this took me approximately a day to build, and what took me another 2 or 3 days is to create the textures in Adobe Photoshop or similar program. Because when I took pictures of the building, a number of them had trees in front of it. So I had to kind of edit out the trees to be able to get some full
the shadows.
Yeah, but that's the building I created, and I took another building down to have the space. And I put a few avatars in front of it, and we did some building in front of it.
So these are not avatars. I thought they were avatars. I thought there are people waiting.
Yeah, there's Vance. Do you see him in the middle? Look.
Yes, I saw him.
You can go, Vance. Can you teleport us there, perhaps?
Oh, I'll try. In front of it. Okay. Let's see. Talk me through the teleport.
Ah, you did that. You teleported to Vance without him. Without him asking.
Very good. It doesn't matter. Look, you have my permission.
I didn't even know this was possible.
Okay. Well,
I use the radar, and it shows you.
There I am.
Coming down on top of my head. There you are.
I just used that teleport too.
Okay, there we are.
So the inside of the building, you can walk inside, but the inside of the building is empty. It's just a shell, you know. I offered to create or recreate classrooms in there, but to me, it doesn't make sense, you know. Inside is nothing. It's just white walls. So it's just texture, and it's not even well done. I mean, look, the textures are, the blocks are not, they're not perfectly matched. So but it looks good, I think. It looks great. And we used it in December for an event. They celebrated their 10th anniversary of Berlin, and the university dean or big boss of the whole thing, he wanted to have this as a marketing effect a little bit. And his vision is to use this virtual 3D as a university space. And so now he keeps saying, you know, well, when do you get students in, and when can we start this? And so I was a bit hesitant because I know the technical issues, but we would like to try it. Now, if I can just spend the last 5 minutes of this workshop, and thank you, Nahir, for doing this for me. It's wonderful.
Okay. Do you want me to stop sharing?
Yeah, and I would like to show just briefly a presentation I created for this today to explain the kind of potential of what this environment could do and could be. Yeah. And so the question is, do you see the presentation just now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as an example, we went through this. This is the virtual campus, and we went through the sign-up process. You did that. Mm-hmm. You went and created your avatar. You downloaded the Firestorm viewer. You launched Firestorm. You selected Kitely Grid, and we had to learn that we have to enable this as important information. Then you enter Kitely, and then you enter HMKW, but obviously you used that grid already to set it up. Anyway, don't know how you did it. And so what can we do in OpenSim? So I'd like to illustrate what in this space in OpenSim we can do. We can get some boat race going. And these are objects you can buy in OpenSim. I buy them on Kitely Marketplace, and they cost some 50 cents, US dollar cents, some cost a US dollar, or 300 Kitely credits, I think they're called, Casey. We can do a vehicle exhibition, even trying out vehicles. Some of them you can drive. We can have games in this space. Music events. I know a number of people who make an income by singing in Second Life. So we invite them to OpenSim and say, could you also give us a musical event? Some DJs, they mix house music or something, but some really sing. I know a wonderful person in Canada who's been a professional singer for 33 years, and he has his blast in Second Life. And food and drink is always, but okay, we can't consume, but we can talk about it. Then outdoor activities, all of these objects and the screenshots are from OpenSim. So you find that you already get quite a few mesh objects in OpenSim, which was for many years, OpenSim, graphically speaking, was behind Second Life by a number of years. But due to mesh, this is greatly caught up. And mesh, what is the difference of a 3D object created in a virtual world and mesh? The difference is that the mesh object is created in a piece of software which runs on people's computers. And they create this horse, for example, and in Blender, usually. There can be other 3D programs like SketchUp or others. And then they import these 3D objects into Second Life or into OpenSim. And it's estimated that Second Life consists approximately of 80% of mesh objects. And OpenSim, not quite as many, but already quite a few. So you can buy beautiful, look, fingernails, accessories, fashion shows, catwalks, hair, beautiful stuff created in OpenSim. You can buy these, or you can get them. I say you can also build them. That's not the point, but the fact is that if I want a chair in OpenSim in order to equip a room with a table and chair, I don't necessarily go down and create a chair, and it takes me a few days because I'm not a Blender 3D graphics designer, but I just go there and buy a chair. And this is what I do in Second Life as well. And in Second Life, Marketplace is a lot larger than in OpenSim. And in OpenSim, it's more like you can travel OpenSim. You can get so many objects in OpenSim, but they're not necessarily on a marketplace because there are lots of educators in OpenSim who don't bother to commercially make a living in these virtual worlds. They say, yes, I need a chair and table, and here you have it, you know. So you just go there and you get a lot of presents, lots and lots of stuff free of charge. My colleague, Carol Rainbow, she created in our OpenSim region called Guinevere Island for the Guinevere project. She created a Machinima Island, which like a complete sim, she terraformed, she put in a mansion house, she put in small cabins, she's a reception area for a hotel, for role-playing hotel complaints. She set up a sky deck with a approximately 10 scenes created for Machinima, a scene like an airport or a catwalk with a red carpet or an artist studio, one-armed bandits kind of a game hall. And she put all of this out in a matter of 2 weeks. And I said to her, where on earth did you get all this stuff from? And she said, well, you can go shopping in OpenSim. And I went here and there and whatever I could find. And I said, did you spend money doing this? And she said, yes, for a couple of objects, I spent money, but I spent approximately $20. And that was a complete sim for Machinima. I mean, it was incredible. And this is OpenSim. You just need to go shop around. And I wanted to show you, but this is at Maxin, I showed to people who don't have an idea, not a clue about what is possible in Second Life. And truly these images of that, it's a monthly magazine, which is published in Second Life on a monthly basis. And you can see the stunning images. You almost don't realize that this is 3D. It's built by people, yeah? And it's built by, well, often there are graphics designers working on it. Yeah.
If you want to put the URL in the text chat, then it will be there in the blog post.
Actually, it's on the PowerPoint. Well,
on the PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Yeah, it's there as a link, okay. As an active link. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All I just want to show, because people are saying, what's the point of working in a digital world? I mean, how can you make money working in a digital world? And I say, well, there's this digital world. Imagine what is the value of a digital product. compare the Mona Lisa. Yes, there's only one Mona Lisa, one picture that is real, I would say. And of Mona Lisa are hundreds of thousands of pictures taken, and so many of them are commercially used to sell cups to tourists with a Mona Lisa on it, or to create art magazines with Mona Lisa in it, or to do tourist guidebooks where the Mona Lisa is displayed in, the tour guides to visit the museum in Paris where the Mona Lisa is displayed. You know, it's like the whole industry around one real picture and thousands of digital representations of that picture. So digitally speaking, this has great value. Yeah, and it's amazing, stunning, stunning, absolutely stunning graphics. I mean, can you believe mm-hmm. that this is created by people? And nothing inside of this is created by the Linden Lab. Nothing. This but is all this created by people.
The commerce activity that you see in Second Life is so profitable that the designers, they have like events in which they expose their clothing, their products, everything, and even that is for you to spend money. They every shop sets a gift that is free for you, and they are very good qualities. That is what I use for my avatar.
Well, and OpenSim is it's said to be twice the size of Second Life now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And OpenSim wow. is created for the educational world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are hundreds of universities in OpenSim. Mm-hmm. And there are thousands of educators in OpenSim. But it's like Moodle, you know. OpenSim is like Moodle. Do you find fantastic stuff in Moodle around the world by people, by teachers, by schools, etc.? But it's not commercially present in people's eyes. Yeah. And
how
the same
is
with OpenSim. OpenSim is just the same. It's there's a fantastic, rich, beautiful world out there, which is used for training a lot. It's used for meetings, for events, for everything else. But it's not
as how do you find them? How do you find them? In places in the search?
Well, I could show you how to find these places. Yes, exactly. It's the search.
Because in Second Life, we search any term, and we can get universities, courses, academy, everything shows up.
That's true. And also here in the web search of uh-huh. Firestorm, and this would now, it would search Kitely first of all, because we're in Kitely. Yeah?
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm.
so here we can search Kitely, and then I could do music events, for example, music. I'll just type in music, yeah? Mm-hmm. Music Factory, Christmas Island, Nauvoo, these are all the places, all the worlds, all the groups. Tessin, Paradise mm. Delight, so these are the worlds. And it's one of 15, yeah? So, and then I don't see here how popular these places are, but I would then go and visit. If I was to go for look for groups, yeah? If I'm interested in music, I would look at the groups, and here I can even see how many members does the group have. Mm. Not very limited. Yeah. Places. What about museums? Yeah. What's this one? No museum found. Let's look for the museum. And then I would go to other worlds. Yeah. Museum. Serenity Island, Sandbox, there's only four. So, but then I would go to others, yeah, outside Kitely. Would search on the web, which grid. And I can take this avatar of mine, Vance keeps walking. He's a very sporty man. And
he's a star.
He doesn't stop. Fans, can you try this one here? Under Avatar, you have some things called Avatar House and Stop Avatar Animation, because for some reason you have an animation sort of active here. I would then go on the web and search for other grids, yeah, and perhaps just close this tightly and then select another grid, Franco grid, Open Simulator grid, Jacoya's grid, all of these many grids that are visible, and would then go with this avatar, because I could travel with mine. I can go wherever the hypergrid is. And I'm just trying to see whether I can travel from here to other grids, for example, Franco grid. No, it doesn't allow me.
What about, you need to close it.
What about hypergrid? Hypergrid business. I can go to hypergrid business. So I would go and teleport there. Teleport fade, you're not allowed to visit the squad. Okay. Whoop.
For them, the idea of world had, as they you are traveling, is it Sims? Is it the same idea?
The grids are, let me screen share the...
You are sharing.
Oh, time for dinner.
Time for dinner. Okay.
Okay. That explains.
It's time for dinner. Explains, we have to stop here.
Yes. Okay. All right. It's okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Because that explains smells coming from the kitchen.
Okay. So here's opensimulator.org, and you will find on this wiki, you'll find a whole list of grids, grid list here. All of these grids, OS grid, Franco grid, 3D, you can enter all of them. Jocadia, that's the one I was after. So I take that address and then add it to the login URL metaverse here, the address, copy, and then add it into my browser. Or I go to Jocadia. No, that's the browser. Sorry, I should have put this in here. So it's the metaverse world where she is. No, not the browser. Okay, I'd have to go outside, and I can't go in from in here. The region found. No. Copy photo. No. So I would have to go outside and then join Metaverse in this, you know, which are from Jocadia. Jocadia is an educator down in New Zealand. She's wonderful. She's absolutely brilliant. And this is where I would go next to visit her place. And she has a grid, which means each grid has hundreds of worlds. What? Dinner? I can smell it now.
Yes.
I can absolutely feel with Vance, who's got these cookies, been, you know, and then he says, I accept cookies. So I'll stop the recording here. Thank you so much.
Okay, Nadia, I'll stop mine. And thank you very joining. Much.
Thanks
a lot. Enjoyed the tour. Really enjoyed it. It's a great conversation, yes. And learn a lot. And I hope everyone else enjoys the recording. So let's see. I'll stop the stream first. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye, stream. Okay. Stream, I believe, is stopped. Must be. Yep. Nope. It yes. That's
and
it.
One recording still active. I think yes, your local that's right. One.
That's mine. Yep. Okay.
Thank you very much for hosting this event, and enjoy dinner.
Okay. Well, thanks for inviting us. Nahir, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.